and carry it even closer.
This way, Pancho Mamalo, the Cisco Kid.
Here are a few common myths regarding tuberculosis.
Tuberculosis? Oh, good heavens, no. I couldn't have tuberculosis. I mean, a person of my breeding and culture?
Wrong. Anyone can get tuberculosis. While it strikes more often in the overcrowded, low-income communities, it knows nor shows any class distinctions.
Tuberculosis? No, I couldn't get that. I live on a farm, have all my life. Well, who am I going to catch it from? The cows?
Tuberculosis is caused by a germ transmitted by people, and people are everywhere.
Tuberculosis? I don't even know what that means.
Unfortunately, tuberculosis is found in children as well as adults. That's why we recommend a tuberculosis checkup with your next medical exam.
Tuberculosis? I thought they wiped that out years ago.
If they had, we wouldn't need to say, this reminder from your Tuberculosis and Respiratory Disease Association is a matter of life and breath.
Now, the Cisco Kid and our exciting story, When Six Guns Speak. Norwell Kane, wealthy frontier merchant, ran the town of Rimrock with an iron hand that brooked no opposition or competition. So it was that when Dave Whalen and his funky wife Minnie came to Rimrock and opened a general store, Kane, after futile warnings, took the course of action typical of him. As our story opens, four men are riding up the single street of Rimrock. Before a pretentious-looking store building, they stop.
This here is Kane's store. Whoa, whoa. You hombres, wait here.
You know what, Kane?
Yeah.
I guess you know who I am.
Oh, yeah, sure. Now I get a good look at you. You're Dutch Freeman.
That's right. Now, what's the job you want done, Kane?
Did you ride here alone?
No, I brought three of the boys with me. They're waiting outside.
Good. The job is to run Dave Whalen and that yapping wife of his out of town.
He's the hombre with the other store, ain't he?
Yeah. Come here about 6 months ago and opened up without asking my permission. He's taking business away from me, Dutch, and I'm sick of it.
I figure these guns of mine will do the trick, Kane.
Your name ought to do it. After all, Dutch, you're the fastest gunman in the West.
How about the money?
Half now and the rest when the Whalens get out. That all right?
Nope. I'll take all the money right now.
Sure. Sure thing, Dutch. Anything you say. Well, I'll get it for you. Well, here you are. Now, go ahead and do a job for me.
Then you're aware and got the trouble, Cisco?
Seems that he has, Pancho.
Uh-huh.
Otherwise, he would not have asked us to come and see him.
What troubles he got?
The message did not say. Just ask us to come to Rimrock as quickly as possible.
And here we are.
Put them home.
Hold on, go.
The message did not say. Just ask us to come to Rimrock as quickly as possible.
And here we are.
Put them home.
Hold on, go.
Senor Whalen and the Senora are good friends of ours. We will do all we can to help them.
Cisco, all we can. Now, why say you will give up the work on the railroad?
He only works on the railroad to earn enough money to start a store, amigo.
Yes. Well,
that is what he has always wanted to do.
Pancho likes to start a cafe, Cisco, so Pancho could eat whenever Pancho get hungry.
I'm afraid that would be all the time, Chico. Buenos dias, Senor Whalen.
Buenos dias, Senor Whalen.
Well, Cisco and Pancho, I swear I'm mighty glad to see you both.
Yeah, glad to see you, Senor.
We not see Senor Whalen for a long, long time, though.
That's right. It has been a long time, Pancho. Most 2 years. Last time I saw you two, you prevented a couple of gunmen from holding up my train. That was a great job, Cisco. I'll never forget it.
Well, we had advanced information about those two senors, so it was not hard to capture them. Tell me, how is the health of Senora Whalen?
Fine, Cisco. I'll call her. Minnie!
Yeah? What is it?
Come out here into the store. We've got caller.
Be right there, Dave.
Cisco and Pancho. Well, I'll be double-jiggered.
Double-jiggered?
Pancho, like that. Yes, sorry. This is great.
Ah, it's nice to see you again, Senora.
Dave, well.
I guess Dave told you the trouble we're in, ain't he?
No, I ain't had time, Minnie, but I will right now.
I'll help you. There's a two-legged coyote in this town, Cisco.
Name's Norval Kane.
Yeah.
Kane's got a sword,
too. What's going on now?
We hear he sent for gunmen.
I saw Dutch Freeman riding down the street a while ago.
Talk so fast, Pancho, that can understand.
Say, one at a time, if you please. Did you say Dutch Freeman is in town?
That's right, Cisco. There's three men with him. But for some months now, Kane's been threatening us. And a couple of times we had to put out fires that started outside this store.
Can you imagine an hombre as mean as that, Cisco? I swear I'll be double-jiggered.
Double-jiggered.
What about the sheriff, Senor Whalen? Can you not get any help from him?
Not a bit. He's Kane's man, Cisco.
Yeah, that's the whole trouble. Kane runs everything and everybody around here. The whole blasted shooting match.
He not run everything now. Cisco here, Senora. And Cisco get mad, Cisco run him. And that whole blasted shooting match, no?
That's exactly why we hoped you two would come and help us, Pancho.
Might be a good idea, Senor, if you and I went over and had a talk with this Norval Kane.
Well, whatever you think best, Cisco.
Look. It's that Dutch Freeman. He's coming in here. Get your shotgun, Dave, quick.
No. There'll be no need for that, Senora. At least, not just yet. Pancho, go over to the side of the store so we will have Freeman between us.
Yeah, we fix that, hombre, or Pancho be double-jigged.
You stay behind the counter, Senor Whalen. And you, Senora, please move to one side. Get the guns loose in the holster just in case we have any trouble.
What can I do for you, mister? You and these men with you?
I'm Dutch Freeman, hombre, and I'm delivering a little message from Norval Cave. And that message? Oh, I didn't see you standing there, hombre. You're the Cisco kid, ain't you?
Yeah.
What are you doing here?
I'm listening to what you have to say, Freeman. Go on. Finish. The message is what?
Wearing your holsters low and strapped to your leg, huh?
Say.
Aren't you over here, hombre? You in the middle of us, no?
Go on. What is the rest of that message?
Well, the rest of it's this. I'm giving this hombre Whalen 3 hours to pack up and get out of town. Well, you think that's funny, do you, Cisco?
See, I do, Freeman. For a fourth-rate gunman like you to come in here and start giving such orders is not only funny, it's pathetic. You hombres, get out of here.
Careful, Cisco.
Cisco not the one to be careful. Do be careful, hombre.
Go on, get out, three of you. Or perhaps you would rather go for your guns.
What do you say, Dutch?
Do as he says, boys. I'll be with you in a minute.
Pancho, keep an eye on those hombres.
Pancho, keep both eyes on those hombres, Cisco.
There's one more thing I got to say.
You have said enough. You get out, too.
Cisco.
He has said all he needs to say, Senor Whalen. Anything more would merely be an added threat. Get out, Freeman.
I'll get out when I'm good and ready.
I remember one time in Roswell, I had the pleasure of throwing you out of a dance hall when you tried to shoot the place up, Freeman. This will be an added threat.
Hey, let go. Get your hands off me.
Run the skunk out of here, Cisco.
Open the door just a bit wider, Pancho.
It's all open, Cisco.
And now you go, Freeman, into the street.
Hey, you.
Now stay out.
How'd you like to chew that dust, somebody?
That's the way to show them, Cisco. That was beautiful.
Yeah, but they will be back.
Of course they will be back. But a show of force is the only thing coyotes like those understand, Senor. Next time, they'll be more careful about how they walk into this store.
Where do you keep your ammunition, Kane?
Over on that shelf, Jack.
Well, did you see Whalen?
Yeah, I saw him. I'm taking four boxes of .38-55s.
Rifle ammunition?
That's right.
What's the matter, Dutch? You look mad enough to choose spikes.
Never mind. Well, I'm getting them Whalens, and I'm also getting a Cisco kid in the hombre that rides with him.
Now, wait a minute. You ain't going to gun him down, are you?
I ain't going to do nothing else. Me and the boys are going to surround that store, and when we get through firing at it, it'll be like a sieve.
No, wait. Now, let's not have any killing unless we have to. How's the sheriff going by? Wait a minute, Dutch.
Hey, Sheriff! Come on in here a minute, will you?
I take it Whalen refused to get out.
He sure did. He's got the Cisco kid on his side now.
Well, we can figure this out. Take it easy, Dutch.
Well, howdy, Dutch. I see you had some trouble up the street at Dave Whalen's.
Yeah, I did, Sheriff.
I saw you come flying out of the place and land in the dirt.
All right, never mind what you saw.
So that's what happened. Who threw you out, Dutch? Was it old man Whalen?
Whalen? No. That blasted maverick Cisco. And don't think I ain't getting him for this.
All right, Dutch, but let's do it legal. We got a good excuse.
I think you will.
Sheriff, go put Cisco under arrest for disturbing the peace.
Well, I don't know, Kane. I figured there'd be trouble in town, so I was on my way out of town. See, it ain't fitting a peace officer should overlook trouble.
I tell you to go arrest Cisco for disturbing the peace. Want him out of the way, Sheriff. How about it, Dutch?
That's all right. Boys and I will go along with you, Sheriff. And if Cisco resists arrest, as I think he will, we'll let him have it. Sure. That's all right.
Here they come again, Cisco. And this time the sheriff's with him.
I sure wish we could get that critter out of office.
Perhaps you can before long, senor. But right now, let us not worry about that.
They got the rifles this time, Cisco.
How are you fixed for ammunition, Senor Whalen?
Well, I'm mighty short on it, Cisco. The shipment I ordered ain't come in.
Well, I got a couple of good loads of buckshot for this shotgun, and I'll show them varmints I know how to use it, too.
Let us do no shooting unless we have to.
Hombre's right here now, Cisco. Don't you let him come in the store?
No, I will meet them at the door. Poncho, you take up a position at the window.
Yes, Cisco.
Senor Whalen, you at the other window, if you will.
All right.
That is near enough, Senor Sheriff. Stand right where you are.
You, the Cisco kid?
Hey.
I'm putting you and your partner under arrest for disturbing the peace.
You are putting us under arrest?
I didn't do this, Cisco.
I expected it.
Why, Sheriff, you're as crazy as a loco longhorn. It's them skunks with you been disturbing the peace.
You better come along peaceable, Cisco. We ain't carrying these rifles from farms.
So now the law of this town joins forces with a gang of killers and bandidos.
Pancho be gobbledygook.
You better let me take them guns to you, Cisco.
I hardly think I will, Senor Sheriff. Pancho and I have great respect for the law, but not when such a white-livered imitation as yourself tries to enforce it.
Why, you...
That's the way to talk to him, Cisco.
What are you doing now, Sheriff? Go fishing?
That's all right with me, Cisco. Come on, boys. Back over there.
You ain't heard the last of this, Cisco.
What they doing now?
They stop over there and they talk to each other, senor.
I think that gunman, Dutch Freeman, is telling his men to take cover. See, sending one of them around to the back of the store.
They're going to start shooting?
I believe so. Pancho, give me a hand. Close that door and bolt it.
Hey, Cisco.
Now, come over here.
Huh?
We'll place these barrels in boxes so we can take cover behind them. Senora, if there's a cellar here, you'd better get down in it. Be safer there from the bullets.
I'm staying right here, Cisco.
Then get down behind these barrels. You too, Senor Whalen.
All right, boys, open up.
Santo, Cisco, these bullets come right through the walls of the store.
Say, that is the reason for these boxes and barrels. Try to stop those bullets.
Can't say I like this, Cisco.
Nor do I, Senor. Since you are short of ammunition, we are in a very tight spot.
Santo, Pancho thinks this is about the tightest spot we've ever been in.
There's no doubt but what the gunmen have by far the best of this situation. In just a moment, we'll return to the Cisco Kid.
Microphone is at the UNIVAC Data Processing Center in New York. What are the duties of a programmer here, Joanne?
Well, we are all assigned to projects under a systems analyst, and we do most of our work directly with the computer. Depending on what the project is, this more or less determines what our duties will be.
What sort of a background is needed for this type of work?
A college degree is usually essential. Math background is desirable. In some cases, I've known music majors that have become programmers. It just requires what they call a logical mind.
What are women's opportunities in the field, Joanne?
They're very good, as a matter of fact. I feel personally that I would much rather be in this field than any other, mainly because you don't encounter the average office problem. In most cases, you're working with men. The situation makes for a much better working atmosphere.
A good basis for a career.
Say that you young man with me. Do you want a career with an unlimited future and plenty of excitement? You can enjoy one great moment after another in the motor maintenance field of the new Aston Army.
You'll get top-notch technical training in such challenging fields as automotive and aircraft engine repair. You'll gain invaluable career experience working under skilled Army experts.
If you're a qualified high school graduate, see
your local Army recruiter.
Learn what great moments await you in Army Motor
Maintenance. Our thanks to you, Joanne Gilmore, for being with us today.
Thank you.
Great Moments for Young Americans was furnished by the United States Army. And this is Hugh Downs reminding you that if you're good enough to get in, a bad future can be yours.
Dick-Gone Poncho arrived at the town of Rimrock just in time to prevent the gunmen, Bet Freeman, from putting their friends, the Whalens, out of their store. But Bet and his gang came back later, this time with the sheriff, who tried to arrest Disco for the spreading of heat. And Disco would not submit to arrest. The gunmen retired to nearby cover and opened fire.
Disco! Disco! Not stay near that window.
I have to stay near the window, Poncho. Someone has to watch what those hombres are doing. And besides, we must keep them back with at least some firing.
If the coyotes try to sneak up on this side, they won't get far.
If they try to rush us the back way, this here shotgun will mow down at least a couple of them.
Disco, think they try to set the building on fire?
That is what is in my mind, Poncho. When they find they cannot drive us out with bullets, they will probably think of fire.
Now, buzzard! I don't know, Disco. It looks bad for us.
How much more have you for us? Not much more than that, my son.
By the same Disco, there's an hombre behind a rock. I should make him jump. He jumped.
Here comes Kane up the road.
Hey, I see him, Senora. Hold your fire for a moment, everyone. I think he has something he wants to say to us.
Hey, you in the store, Whalen. What do you want, Kane? We'll give you one more chance to pack up and get out. Hold it over and let me know.
Well, what you think, Cisco?
That is up to you and the senora, Senor Whalen. This is your store.
Don't you think we win this battle yet, Cisco, huh?
I believe we can, but the odds are all against us. We may as well admit that.
What do you think, Minnie?
Tell that double dealing pack rat, Kane. We're staying right here, Dave. I agree with Cisco.
Well, I don't know. I'd hate to have anything happen to you, Minnie.
You might have known you'd be worrying about me, Dave. But this is our store, and we ain't going to be put out of it. I'll answer that, hombre. We're staying right here, you wall-eyed, pink-toed weasel, you. So go ahead and let her rip.
After that, senora, we cannot lose.
Don't you think that scared those hombres?
We'll see how long you're staying. Pour it in on them, boys.
Madre mia. They really are pouring it in. Down on the floor, senora.
I guess I will get so. The last one came close.
Jump and stupid.
Are you hit him?
No, but a
big hit. Well, we have a few packages left, and just to let them know, we are not giving up. Look, people, what are they going to do now? Two of them are going after that hay wagon in the field, Poncho. Poncho, that is a disaster. There is hay in that wagon.
Dry hay.
Huh?
They're going to set fire to the hay and then shove the wagon against this door. We have to think of some way to stop them.
Stop them.
And we have got to think very fast.
Very fast.
Yeah.
I kind of hate to burn down that building, Dutch, and lose all the stock in it.
I ain't worrying about the stock, Kane. I'm out to get that Cisco kid. And this is my chance. As soon as that building catches good, they'll run out like rats, and we can pick them off.
Let me talk to Sheriff.
The Sheriff? He ducked out of here 10 minutes ago.
Yeah, but wait a minute. There ain't been doing so much shooting in there, Dutch. Why, you can rush a place.
You gonna help us rush it, Kane?
Well, I'll stay back and cover you with rifle fire.
Yeah. You ever see that Cisco hombre handle a gun?
Well, no, but I don't think I'm going to have a cover on rushing that building. I've seen Billy the Kid and Hutchins and all that. And Cisco's faster. So if you want any rushing done, do it yourself, Kane. But there are ammunition.
Don't worry, they're safe and fine. If you're hay wagons the way they're going to do it, and I can pick up the Cisco Kid easily. Now bring up your pressure, boys, and we'll set her going.
Where are we going to lead to?
Well, I'm not going to let them set it on fire, so you're willing.
Then we will not have to run. I can't let them run anywhere. I can't let them run here.
Well, get to the back of the store, please. See if that hombre is covering us from back there.
What do you want to know about him for? Just go.
I thought if he was no longer there, I could go out the back door and come around to the front of the store that way. It'd give me a better chance to take those hombres by surprise.
What's going on out there? What's the store?
Come on, my senor.
This is up to me, sister.
No, 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 senor. Do not think of it that way. I'm glad of the chance to try to clean up this town.
Can't you go with you, Chico?
No, you stay here, amigo.
Huh?
You can do more by covering my rush than by coming with me.
Yes, but what are you going to do once you get out there, Chico?
If I can get my hands on that Freeman hombre, senora, I think the matter can be settled very quickly. However, there is one other possible way.
Yes, that's Freeman. You are supposed to be one of the best gunfighters in these parts. But I settled his hand now just between the covers. You and I will fight this out between us with our six guns. If you win, the winners will leave at once. But if I win, I will keep that score and land without more troubles than that chin character. You're here to fight with me.
Anyway.
You big toad coward, Dutch Freeman. You're scared if I just go to you. Pull up through the brim of Pancho's umbrella, Cisco.
Keep down, Pancho.
All right, boys.
Maybe you better, Dave.
No, wait for you, please.
All right, I'll cover up against the house.
There's a big load of hay on the hay wagon. Those hombres cannot possibly see around it. So when they get it in front of these windows, I will jump out and go around the wagon. They cannot see me.
There are two hombres.
They cover the hombres.
Who pulled the hay wagon, though?
Hey, Pancho, you and Senor Whalen will have to keep them busy. How many cartridges have you left?
I got three. Pancho got two or three, Cisco.
That will be enough to make them jump for cover. And that time, I'll try to get my hands on Dutch Freeman. And if I can grab him and use him for a shield, the fight should be over.
I sure wish you luck, Cisco.
Gracias, senora.
Come on, right smack up against the door, boys.
Tonto, how...
I have no intention of going to your Tonto. Get over those guns, and I'm going out this window right now.
Yeah, that fire is hot. There's a clear to Dutch Freeman.
Ah, there.
A couple more big jump, boys.
Hey!
Hey, what fires? He will hit this over it, too. Now we will see.
Get my arm under your jaw.
Take that gun. Now the tables are turned, nobody. Tell these bonfires of yours to throw down their guns quickly.
Go easy.
Tell them.
Throw down the guns, boys.
We ain't throwing down no guns, Dutch. We sure get out of here. Come on, boys.
They run like a rabbit, Cisco. And Pancho make them run faster, no?
Yeah, and Kane's running too, the skunk.
Watch we make him big with this other barrel.
Wait up, senor. Wait
up. Get some rope, Pancho. We'll tie this hombre up. Then we better get some buckets and stand by in case this sort of catches fire anyway. That hay wagon is very close. Eat,
Cisco. I'll get some buckets.
And after that danger has passed, we have a call to make. After that, senora, I am sure you will have no more trouble.
There can't be nothing in the store, Cisco.
No, I see it's not Pancho.
Well, maybe he's out back of the store, in his room.
Well, let us find out. Try this door. Hey, you in there? Are you in there? Unless you answer me, I'm going to break down this door.
All right, Cisco, I'll open up.
The hombre looks scared, Cisco. His face white like the snow.
They're coming in, Cain. And what have you got to say for yourself?
Well, nothing much, Cisco.
Then I will say something. I understand you have been running things in this town for a long time.
Yeah, too long a time, Cisco.
I'm told you elected the sheriff.
If you can be fair, the sheriff.
And that you will stand for no competition. Well, Senor Whalen is going to give you a lot more competition. What I want to know is this. Are you going to bring in any more gunmen?
No, I ain't, Cisco. I shouldn't have brought in those hombres. I told them no bloodshed.
Why do you think they're shooting those guns? Frijoles?
Senor Whalen, if you say the word, we'll ask these hombre Cain to pack up his things and leave.
No, I don't want to do that, Cisco. I guess all Cain needed was a good lesson, and I figure he's had it.
Here, guess I have.
What about that sheriff, hombre?
Well, he'll run somebody else when his term office is up.
We?
Well, that is the county. Imagine they'll want another man in.
See, I imagine they will, and before his term of office is up, too. Poncho and I are going to stay around this town for two or three more days, hombre. In that time, we want to know that your sheriff has turned in his star. We also would like to know that Senor Whalen has been appointed acting sheriff in his place.
Well, yeah, sure. That's all right with me, Cisco.
Poncho, I think it's better be all right, hombre.
Yeah, I'll fix it.
Bueno, one thing more before we leave. Senor Whalen will know what to get in touch with Poncho and me quickly. If he has even one little bit of trouble with you, he's going to send for us. Just remember that, hombre. For next time, you will not get off so easily. Adios.
Cisco!
Hey, Poncho.
The Whalens, nice people, Cisco.
Hey, they're very nice people. And they are going to have a nice little place there in the town of Rimrock.
Nice little place. If you know it's El Pancho, he's going to have hens and chickens.
Yeah, and Senor Whalen is going to buy one or two milk cows and a couple of pigs.
It's a good life, Cisco. It's a good life.
Yeah. They're going to have a little farm and run that together with their store.
That's the kind of life Pancho's Uncle Jose used to have.
Oh, your Uncle Jose had a farm, Pancho?
Yeah, Uncle Jose have a nice little farm, Cisco. Uncle Jose even got one milk cow.
Well, that was nice, amigo.
Yeah, but the war coming. Everybody go off to fight.
Oh, one of the revolutions, eh?
Did your Uncle Jose go too? No. Uncle Jose stay home to run the farm.
Well, I think that was wise of him.
And one day, Uncle Jose milking the cow and a big, big general stopped at the farm.
I suppose the general wanted to know why your uncle was not off fighting.
See, the general looked at Uncle Jose milking the cow and he say, "Why are you not at the front, hombre?"
And what did your uncle say to that?
Uncle Jose say, "Why I not at the front? You loco? There no milk at that end."
Oh, Pancho!
No, Cisco!
Another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid.
Well, the no smoking sign's off. Care for a cigarette?
No, thank you.
Mind if I do?
Yes.
What's that?
I mind very much if you smoke.
Oh, well, if you'll excuse me, I'll just find another seat. I'm sure no one else on this airplane will mind if I smoke.
We all mind!
Really? Well, listen, I don't need to. Cigarette smoking is not only harmful to your health, but that incentive to many of those around you.
For your sake and theirs, kick the habit. Join the unhooked generation. This reminder from your Tuberculosis and Respiratory Disease Association is a matter of life and breath.
Thank you.
listen again for another thrilling adventure of the Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather. Pancho by Harry Lang.